Okay, so let's turn to the back of the first day sheet. And, yeah, I thought it was... It's on. Testing, testing. And let's chant the seven limb prayer. I can't remember if we do the short mana offering afterwards. We do that later. No, that was for the retreat. Okay. Yeah. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Nehru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratna Mandalakam Niryatayami. So long as to the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter town, the crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. Send me God's bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our sister Ro, with eyesight lodging instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus earwards, turban lotus. Homage's face combines 100 autumn moons at fullness, blazing with heart blazes splendid, as a 1,000 star collection. Homage golden bloom and lotus, waterborn and hand adorned, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, hearse. Homage crown of Tathagata, section shrined without limb, relied on by conquerors children, happy wish every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction ends, with the feet of seven worlds, able to show forth all beings. Worship by the All Lord, Shaka Anipa Mamar, honored by the House of Spirits, corpses as Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with the threatened day sound, destroying phosmatic diagrams, perfect pressing left outright, blazing in a raging fireplace. Ture very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she was frowning lotus visage, who was Sayer of Alan. Homage at the harder finger, so done her with Rija Mudra. Light my master's all excited, all directions feel so adorned. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of Mirtha laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's day. Is she able to solve Earth Guardians Assembly, shaking frown with the Hrum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon anonymous must shine. Amitabha and a hair knot, sending out Mershidit. Homage she with wreath ablaze, Ike, undating firebot, right of weapon choice around you, troops of enemy destroying. She strikes the ground with her palm and with her beats, it scowling with the letter whom seven letters she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the greedy. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, breathes from the knowledge mantra, homage read of the ten letters. Homage to every witsy letter of the shape of syllable, classic Shakespeare's three words, Miramandala and Vindi. Homage only in her hand, the hemorrhic moon of devil-like form, with my spoken Tara empty, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings, in the king of rest to honor and by joyful splendor, she dispels in dreams and conflicts. Homage she's two eyes bright, with radiance of sun and foam, with her Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, power about the set of three niche. So the spirit yakshas and risk open serving to these praises with the mantras, prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites his supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon awakening in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, set all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation, Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings and torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. We'll turn to the front of the first Beishi. And let's read, accepting difficulties as path. Even if the environment and things are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So when Geshe-la comes, we'll be chanting the Guru Yoga, which is on page 22 in the silver book, or page 7 in the booklet. And while we're waiting, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Vaughn Burroughs, Claire Caruso, father of Jessica Dijkstra, Jane Haggerty, Bill Johnson, Claudia Kunt, Katrina Smith's mother, Jane, Dakota the dog, Frank the cat, Shanti the dog, Xavi the cat. Prayers for health and well-being. For the well-being of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Gyan Rinpoche Jetsun Losan Dalak, His Eminence Choden Rinpoche, Geshe Gelak Choda, Geshe Paldan Tsangpo, Venerable Chokila. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the non-violent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Lorelei Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Bobby and Lori, Ron Burroughs' family, Dr. Dinesh Chandok, his patients and family, Victoria Easterday Clark, Guillermo Garcia and family, Mildred Gooch, Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Bill Johnson's family, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lillick and family, Rishka Mitra and family, Adrian Oliver, Doreen Palermo, Jameen Pandya, Jay Pandya, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Rafe Renard, Rosemary Cease, Dion Washington, Judith Wormser, Barney the dog, Chelsea the cat. you who emanate from the heart of the Savior, realm on the peak of a cluster resembling clumps of extremely fresh white bird, the beam of dawn, some icons, I request you to come to this place. Fortunate ones, your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see you here, remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, fragrant incense, scented water. So body, speech, mind. Especially action. Passion, wisdom, and the sky of darkness. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa. In the book.
It's not that the receiver and I'm sorry. So yeah, the receiver is not working. It's not this hand that's back there. Okay.
Okay, so so let's recite the 5-line prayer 21 times. To ourselves, and on the 21st time, we'll chant it together.
Mikveh tzewet
34 in the dedications, and let's read the second stanza. It's on page 21 in the booklet. In all my life, to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one.
Good evening. Oh yeah. Welcome back to Lambeth class. Are you enjoying the weather? Oh, it's a beautiful weather, huh? So, very interesting, you know, it's like things change because of the season, you know. So many, not just weather, so many things. So, taking shower usually, you know, like, hot water goes where? My hot water goes this way. When you turn the shower, you know, this now change, you know, of course, isn't it? Change. So, yeah, so, so many changes. Quite amazing that I'm just telling Margie, you know, so, winter time, those trees, you know, the fruit tree, the flower trees, rose trees, they kind of become a skeleton. A skeleton? Looks like sometimes you wonder if they are completely dead. So, so many unknown. Or now, and all of a sudden, you know, slowly, they are kind of, you know, kind of producing such wonderful things, you know, flowers, fruit trees. So they just, you know, producing the really nice green. So, anyway, and there's good things, you know, some good things. So we are expecting, I think, perfect weather. Now. So we get how many perfect weather out of 12 months? So now weather is very beautiful, but there's no this, what do you call this? No. It's always something. Always something. So, and, where?
My sister got 6 inches of snow in Minnesota
today. So then, you know, kind of sick of cold weather. It's kind of enjoying now, it's kind of warm. So then after maybe probably like end of April, maybe middle of April, or middle of May, so then probably hoping for cold weather. That's how life goes. So then, you know, remembering this, I'm not sure who made this quote. So they say like, the happiest people, you know, don't have best of everything, but they make, you know, they just make best out of everything. So I kind of, you know, I think also very true. Also like and yeah, you know, life change, you know, age change, interest change, you know, friend change, whole world change, community change, economic change, you know, even the road here change. That's good for us. That's good change. So anyway, so this is, you know, this is what exactly means impermanent, you know. So so that's I think according to Buddhism, that's exactly what means go with the flow. When it's hot, you know, you enjoy as much as you can, you know, so then, you know, so then it's going to get very hot. It's going to get, today's 80 degrees, so it's going to get 90, it's going to get 100. So then how to go with the flow? So, the monastery, you know, so right now that, you know, so much developed monastery. You know, when I went there first time, you know, so there's no house. Everybody lives in the tents. So now there's so many buildings. Even the debate courtyard, you know, has roof. Before, you know, there's just huge tree, gigantic tree. That's the kind of refuge that, you know, there's. So there's, you know, the chanting master has privilege to sit right under the tree. It's all shade, you know. So the rest is under the sun. So then what you do, you just put, you know, your rope like this. You know. So that changed, you know. At that time, you are allowed, not allowed to put your rope. So then His Holiness is very practical. So say, put. So make sure you don't get headache, you know, put something on. So then after that, everybody puts their, you know. So now it's quite difficult to go with the flow. No, whether it's nice, we can go with the flow, but that is difficult because it's kind of hot. That immediate, you know, thought is to get out of there. But, you know, you can't because in that circumstance, the prayer has to be finished. So then, so you can't get out. So I'm just telling this, maybe we can come up with different ideas, you know, according to Buddhism, what it thinks, you know, when you are in that kind of circumstance, you know, then mentally you're trying to, how I say, go with the flow. Physically, you can't really, I'm not sure how you go with the flow, physically, but then mentally you can go with the flow, any change you can go with, go along with that change. So it needs, you know, something needs to be switched in your mind, you know. So there, you know, so the teachers advise you so that you just think, you know, that you think something, purifying something. Somehow it's interesting, you know, so it's like it does work. The problem doesn't get worse because mind contributes. But whatever the suffering there is going to be there, it's going to be probably mentally it's going to be less. If you think something different in your mind, you know, if you think there's something important that I'm doing, you know, so exact same. I think day before yesterday, when I'm going around the Shilly Lake, there's one gentleman, he's carrying this big backpack with the new 200 called this. Walking stick. It looks like the backpack is full. I'm not sure what is inside the backpack. It looks like kind of heavy the way he walks. What he's doing, like he's doing, you know, there's no real hill in the hill lake. Or down there, in front of the lake, there's, you know, he's going down, he's going up, he's going down and going up. For him, it feels good, I think probably feels good because he's probably preparing himself to go hiking in Himalayas or somewhere, I'm not sure. Kind of looks like kind of preparations. If somebody asked me to carry that backpack to go going back and forth, no problem, I will not go. Anyways, now, even though it's a physically challenged, you know, the carrying something heavy and walking up the hill, normally people you don't do, you know, so why you do that? If you see, okay, there's some purpose for that. If you see some purpose, then you will deliberately, even though it's kind of not easy to do, then you kind of motivates, you know, to do, you know, whatever it takes. So that's just example of the Western version American version of examples. So then, you know, in there, you know, so there's no, then you sit under the sun and, you know, and you are thinking something different, you know, something, then you have purpose. The heat has purpose rather than just meaningless. There's something I don't want. Why is it so hot? Why is it not cold? You know, so, and asking the sun to cool, be a little bit cool down, that's not good. It's not good. So anyway, so what I'm saying is that once you understand there's some purpose, even you're sitting, you know, long period of time, you know, if sitting, you know, so if you're sitting long period of time, if you feel some pains, if you see, oh, there's a purpose, that, you know, this pain is worth it to, you know, to sit. So anyway, so seeing purpose, I think that's the one way to go with the flow mentally. You know, so then I think that things change. So anyway, I just want to share, you know, that's the conversation that I had with the Maharaji when coming down here. So very interesting, you know, like, looks like the winter time, the trees kind of look, do people say trees look depressed? I'm not sure whether tree get depressed or not, so that's what people usually say. Weather gets kind of depressed. Do people say?
Yeah, weather is depressing.
So people do say the animal get depressed. Or cat get depressed. So to tree. Anyway. So I really, really appreciate all of you here, you know, showing some interest. So showing interest, you know, into this, you know, book, this, you know, incredible book, Lamjung book. So then after studying this book, so you don't ever need to wonder how Milad ever spent the rest of his life in the wilderness, how this person always seems very happy. Because of this book, you know, so there are people search this. So I'm also very happy, as I said many times, because I'm explaining, you know, something very, very important books here, and this totally based on, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. Every word has been taught by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we are just reading, you know, trying to study. So we may not understand everything in these books, you know, right now. We just read, simply read. So then slowly, maybe our, you know, I say, understanding probably get, you know, a little bit deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay. So then also, you know, time to time, the Lamrim is, I think, now, but I should not say, you know, too difficult to tackle, but it's worth to tackle. Yeah. So there's two ways you can say. It's too difficult to tackle, so that's kind of discouraging you. That's not good. No, that's too tough to tackle. You know, but it's worth it. Okay. Then every day, some kind of simple meditation is needed. Okay, so all of us. So in your case, you know, if you don't want to do, like, very complicated meditation, you just sit like, you know, just sit, you know, properly, you know, as I said, cushions, you know, I think it's good. Somehow that everybody needs to learn how to develop their concentrations, whether they're using their breath or using some kind of, you know, image. As I said last Sunday, whether it could be water, could be flower, could be tree, could be wind. I'm not sure how you visualize wind. Tree, mountain. So there's the various objects you can use, or maybe sky. So now point is, so the reason I'm saying this, you know, there's, what will you do if I'm suffering? Comes to you, what will you do? Maybe you wish, you know, that you could totally change something in my mind, then I can be fine. maybe you wish, every person probably wish, whenever we go to somebody to tell our sufferings, everybody feel sympathy. They want to do something, but there's very little they can do, especially when it comes down on mind. So therefore, I think it's kind of important, you know, to develop concentrations. You know, you can use your own breath. Maybe watch your breath. You know, that's very simple meditation. You don't have to visualize anything. There's something you can do. You know, so why you should do? Because concentration produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Not because Vishikale produce calm mind. That's the wrong idea. If you think, oh, he will produce calm mind, that's totally wrong. If you say, okay, Buddha will produce calm mind, that's not good. Following instructions that's taught by Buddha, that will produce no calm mind. Then hoping, okay, your partner or your friend or wife or husband, your children, hoping they will produce calm mind. Sometime it does. You can't rely on because it changes. This practice you can totally rely on. No matter what kind of circumstance, if you do, it will produce calm mind. It's a guarantee it will produce calm mind. If your calm mind is depending on, you know, some object, external object, flowers, you know, or the, yeah, so some people say like, just seeing a bird. So, long time ago, someone told me this, when they see a bird, they like, sounds like it's kind of producing calm mind. They are so happy, or that's what they say, I'm not sure. Anyway, my point is, yeah, so these are not, you know, sorry to say, but that's the truth. It's not reliable. They will help temporarily, but it's not reliable. But if you learn, you know, so how to develop concentration, you can rely on that, you know. No matter what kind of circumstances you can do, it's always produce calm mind. External object, there's no guarantee. You know? So one of our members, you know, Jim Van, so you know, unfortunately he's having some difficulty with his mother. So then whenever he goes to see his mother, there's always, you know, some kind of argument. That story kind of stuck in my deep in my brain. One day he's going to see his mom, you know, he's always, you know, trying to, very kind and sweet person, always, you know, trying to cheer her up, trying to find something to, you know, to have conversations, you know. And then one day, you know, so they're in the kitchen, so then through out the, from the window, and he saw this bird, a couple of nice birds, and he's kind of excited, told his mom, look at, there's a bird. Immediately, mom said, who made that bird? They're always arguing over it, like, some people is not in them, wow, very nice. No, so they said, who made that bird? So then he said, no, so now there's no kind of least kind of argument, you know, because his point of view and her point of view is totally different, you know, after that probably he give up to win something, you know, said he's never going to win. So anyway, so then, you know, sit comfortably. This meditation, you know, is almost impossible if some of you think, okay, I cannot do, so that's not good, you know. We need to put some effort for your own sake. So just, you know, sit straight, okay. So home, at your home, not now, at your home, okay. So, not to that, at your home. So then, you know, just simply, so then, watch your breath. If you're having some problems, you know, this recognizing, then you say out, in, and you count this in, the one, out, in. It sounds quite simple. That's great benefit, you know. Actually, this meditation is designed to somebody who cannot stop thinking. So this actually designed for that. Gulkul Namdok has a self-made stories. Goes on and on and on and cannot stop. So what do you do? You just sit just comfortably, watch your breath. At the beginning, as I said, you know, that you may, you know, need to put some force, you know, exhale, inhale, and usually that we like inhale, exhale like 21,000 times a day, according to teachings, you know. 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out, but we are not aware, so, you know. At the beginning, it's going to be kind of forceful, but that's okay. You know, count, not begin with the short, but then I think it's good to extend, you know, 21, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, 108. And see, does it produce calm mind? So make sure that, you know, you, like, don't, make sure that don't make any mistake in the count. Count. So make sure the count 108 correctly. You hear, don't follow, you hear some noise, don't follow, to make sure that, you know. And then don't go on. If you say, okay, maybe this 20 or 21, I'm not sure, then need to start all over again. You know? So then see if that helps. If that helps, you can rely on. No matter what kind of circumstances you can rely on, it will not change, it will not change. It will get better and better. Okay? So then, you know, that's the reason Sunday, you know, so many people come. I'm not sure, like, how many people have times, you know, times. And enemy of, you know, calm mind, peaceful mind is like wandering mind that wanders all the time. So not knowing, like, how to calm your mind. That's what's happening. The mind wanders all the time. Mind doesn't remain on one object long period of time. It always moves. So that's how mind gets distracted. That's how, you know, that's how your mind doesn't get calm. Doesn't, you know, there's no peace in the mind. That's why, you know. And then, it is like, it's not actually attachment, but it's part of attachment. The wandering mind is like I say, you could say it's the close relative of attachment, the wandering mind, you know. So that's, then you analyze how your mind gets wandering, you know. So then eventually the idea is, you know, even the surface of the water is kind of wild, but deep down it's always calm. So there's, even though there's an old deep, because of the power of concentrations. In the beginning, make sure that mind is on the object. That's our job. Make sure that mind is on the object. That's job. It's not about, you know, how clear I can see. No, this comes later. In the beginning, just to make sure that mind is in the object. Whatever object that you're using, make sure that mind is on the object. That's our job. Believe or not, if you can keep your mind on the object, so then I say, keeping the mind on the object, power of that. Then the power of that makes mind calm and peaceful, okay? So it's very much related to that. You know, so longer you can keep your mind on one object, the better it will produce calm mind, peaceful mind. That's how, you know. then slowly, then, you know, then eventually then you don't need to say a word out, and you don't need any extra effort, you know. So just, the idea, it has to be very natural, so very natural. You know, so at the beginning, if you can count 100 times, you know, without distractions, that's pretty good. That's very good. You know, you should be, you know, proud. That's very good, you know. So, and some people say, I can't concentrate. I can't even concentrate like 1 minute. So they can say, count breath. I can't count my breath. I cannot count. Then, you know, you can't really, I'm not sure, like, what other alternative to produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Or so there's something, you know, you should not think, oh, there's something very simple I'm not going to do. I also do. But we all should do, you know, this breathing meditations, you know, so once a while. Once a while, not once a while, okay. That's no good. From every day, you know, that won't take that much. So then you know, actually you did know productive meditation, okay? So then that's very important, you know, very important. That's why I'm, you know, explaining this meditation, you know, so hoping that some people who just come to the center from looking for something, so this can learn, they can learn that very easily. So if they do, they get benefit, you know? So if they hope, okay, I will do meditation, so they just have to come to center, they will get benefit. That's totally wrong. First of all, it's not true. That's not true. No, that's not true. Otherwise, why we are having this mental problem? Why we are having this problem, that problem? Because there are so many enlightened. Milarepa enlightened, Lama Tsongkhapa enlightened, Shakyamuni Buddha enlightened. So why don't their practice doesn't benefit me? Why their practice doesn't produce, you know, calm mind to me? It doesn't work like that. Okay, so now we'll stop. So just want to share that with you, and then also not just share, you know, encourage you to do this breathing meditation. You know, you may, you know, it may sound very simple, but you know, doing it, this is very important to do. You know, it's easy to do, very simple. You can do with your children. Doesn't need to say any prayer. The goal is to how long I can keep my mind on one object. So the object, you know, should not change. You should not change object. Oh, yesterday I kind of like flowers, so today I don't like flowers. Maybe I'll use in the sky. So then there's no good idea. So it's good, better to stick with one object, you know, because the sake of long term, you know. So otherwise, if you move your object, so then that is quite difficult, you know. So to then how you can, like, then you can't really judge how long. Every time new object require extra effort, you know. So then making use some okay. And for beginners, short, many. When you become good, long, few. Well, then you really become good. Okay. Then where we stop, Tamla?
We're in the section what to do in between sessions, and we finished the first section.
That will approach us now.
So
now this. Hard to find the summoning bookmark. I think we only. Take a while, huh? I think we are somewhere on page number 50 or somewhere in the middle. So between sessions, right? Between sessions. How's it now? She needed a lot of glam delivery, and you saw so much, and they only thought of that. You don't umbola tene namashiba to chibi judo yishi yudo yishi yu yido wa to the yido no to the chapa the dawa chiba chiba tela de bachibi so which is umbo chuki chang domba to bachibi tene Sineda Hadong Lam Dela to Chevy, Chevy, Jur, Churbe, So, Shila, Langla Bachade, Ombing God Dombach, Ombing God Domba, Shishin to Chiba, Sage Seriba, Minya, Nandra to him, never the Chita Chava Ocha. Mm. 유다 옹보라 때네 넘버셔버 투집이 죽도지 넘버 유다 옹보라 때네 유다 옹보라 때네 넘버셔버 죽 집이 죽도 유다 옹보라 유 is now this is in the section between section okay you is object 옹보 faculty 가서 I'm not quite sure of the word faculty. Faculty, what is the faculty mean?
Senses?
Senses means something that you know, so. That's more like, sounds like consciousness.
Yeah.
Eye consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But here you don't call eye consciousness, right? What do you call?
Yeah.
So you do call sensory faculty. So then that's your job to figure it out. What is faculty?
The definitions are an inherent mental or physical power or an aptitude or talent for doing something.
It's almost like lens, you know, lens. Object reflects to the lens. Even though you're looking from here, some cameras, like you look from here, but actually it's not, something is reflecting down there, but there somehow they get transported there. So there's like lens, that's called ombo, which the ombo did it, ombo did it, ombo tama, so. So then, consciousness is beyond the lens or something like that. Or, that we don't need to get into complicated. So that's what is like. It's like lens, then beyond there's no consciousness. Eye consciousness, or you, object, ombo. That's ombo, that's now. So this is on the copa, that's kind of like house. You know, so inside, the faculty is inside. You know, that's like more like lens of the ombo. Then, you know, you, the ombo, the number two, that's how the consciousness has been developed, how the consciousness arises. Because of the object and because of this, you know, faculty or whatever you call this. So then that's how the consciousness arises. Jibe judo yishi, judo yishi, yishi, you don't want to say yishi. Immediately, right after that, then the mental consciousness arises. Each time when we correspond with any object, immediately, first, you know, through the sensory consciousness, you know, In the eye consciousness case, you can't see beyond this wall because it's kind of blocked. That's how the farthest eye consciousness can go. So anyway, that's how the consciousness has been developed. Object, the faculty, then the consciousness. That's how they know. Then immediately, right after that, there's the mind. The mental consciousness, that's the one that creates stories, not eye consciousness. That's the one that creates, you know, oh, it's good, it's not good, it's not like that, all that. So then, there's, you know, we talk about last Wednesday, there's six objects, right? Or six objects. Attractive, unattractive, you know, neutral, so. So now the protecting your senses from unattractive, you know, objects, six objects. Where you protect from your mind is protecting from, you know, attractive object, unattractive object. That's how you. That's where you from. Where you protect your, how you say, all the senses from, you know, to not to get disturbed, okay? Ombo to get a number to myself when you call out our so much and then you want to give you the ombo meet down and go about you. Ombo so what you to the Tamata, one thousand Vijinji, Jinga, the new moment, the message of the much even to put it. I think I will explain that. Tamata, my tower, Mijava Sula, so what you to say, I'm Tower, Mijava Sula, so what you to say, I'm you know, Nam, Tata, Juma. Some of them, you know, it's like more like mental image. You already saw one, so then, you know, you are still holding on that image. Then that's called mental image. Mental image. The fancy word for that is meaning generality. That's a fancy word. Called Tunchi. It looks like, exactly, it looks like actual object, but actually it's not actual object, it's just image. Oh? Meaning general, Tunji is a Tunji. Then right after that, you know, so there's like what kind of negative mind that could arise, possibly attachment, anger, then ignorance. Oh, Jerry, you like Yiji, Shebe, Zumaham, you Muslim, Minaya, Shane, Tune, Teratoba also. You don't have to see the object, you know, in order to, you know, arise those, you know, three types of what you call like poison, three poisons, attachment, ignorance, you know, then anger. Sometimes you just hear from people, you never saw the object, you hear, and, you know, somehow, you know, that also contributes to that. This is all done in the mental, six mental consciousness. Shebe Zimbaham, you must minaya shele tine tratoba wache. Domba kanyi manisa, nimoje le yisu ne gyawam lumetana joba wache. Nimoje le yisu means protecting your mind from those, you know, attractive six types of object, unattractive six of object, you know, actually those objects does not exist from their side. It's all done within our, you know, senses, you know, so, it gets complicated sometimes, you know, it gets like a related karma. So then protecting from that, the goal is to remain as a positive, optimistic, or just neutral, okay, neutral, or not being very negative or not positive, just, you know, they have no comments, you know, just, are you getting hot? Huh? No? Domba kanyi manije, ni moche le yesu ni gewa mlumate la joba oche. Rumad lagiwa jubosh. Neutral means it's neither virtue nor non-virtuous. It's called rumati. When people die, you know, so they sometimes die. Chisim, what is called? It's called dying minds. You know, sometimes it can be positive, can be, you know, virtue, can be non-virtuous, sometimes can be neutral. You know, so like that. Ta nimoji le yisun gyawa luma joba, diri madi be luma tela joba ni, the certain words, I think, if I try to explain, it gets very, very complicated, so I simply skip. Not the word, but, you know, so explanation. Marjib lumate la jobani, same give me bala jimbe, timiji chorons of the cups of the domagal, nimochele, yisune, gewaham lumate la jobahoche, lumate la jobahos. So now that they are here, the neutrals, no neutrals, this is about neutrals. This marjib lumate la jobani, marjib lumate la jobani, Mm. because of these three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, there's two upper realms. There are, you know, like all the afflicted mind in those realms, form realm, formless realm, there's no, these are not non-virtuous. No, these are afflicted mind, but it's not non-virtuous. No, it's kind of complicated, so probably don't need to go. Madib lumate la jobani sim give me bala jumbe tuminji sim give me bala jumbe sim give me bala jumbe tuminji chonolo so because tuminji chonolo la so because oje de madi lumate la jobani sa sim give me bala mi bala jumbe tu give me bala jumbe tu tu kaza give me bala jumbe tuminji chonolo so because oje anyway shishin do chobani je ni de kala chubi shi, tila chubi shi shi no, tangbo ni yi de juwa da denbe le nga tang, chubi denbe le nga ho shi, tila tangbo lu chi le ni shi, ta chong da, sula kala soba, shen to par dowa da, teni tsuto pa ho shi. Migi le ni, lo ngon to ma da ya yun na su tsong e, chung se te pa tang, lo ngon to ta ni tsong e, namba te pa ho shi. Ni kan se do... Telachibi, Shijino, Tamuni, Juada, Lenga, Chuba, Lenga. So now there are five different types of activities. Activities, or Juada, Lenga. How has it been translated there? What it says here?
The five actions of movement.
Oh, that's good. Five actions of movement. Then,
five
actions of activity. Oh, that's what I'm going to say. That going to town, coming back from town, going to the temple, coming back from temple, coming to Kadamba Center, going back to home. Coming to Kadamba Center, then going back to home. Then, long with the Madawa, you know, choose it there, long with the Madawa, not having wish to look, but you know, just pass by, see something, you know, so there's not really intention there to just to look. Sometimes we go purposely to go somewhere to look something, sometimes we just pass by seeing something. So there's like, long with the Madawa, you know, choose it there, but you know, seeing different kinds of things, like, when you go to Washington D.C., then you want to go there, to go through this, go south of the border,
That's south from here, not D.C.
Oh, where, like, there's like, you see the sign, like, huge head, what is it?
Yeah, south of the border. There's
not Washington, D.C.?
No, it's the other way.
Oh, no.
You see signs way, far away from it.
So the... So seeing something, so so like that, the seeing all kind of colorful things, not really paying, does not have intentions, just pass by, you know, doesn't go there. So then actually when you go there, there's nothing there. Yeah. So then, long with the tongue, number the most. Then they have the intentions to look, then you look. Yang la the nila times is lineage. Yang la the nila jangwa the kumba. So there's no like moving your hand, expanding all this. The character is here, then it's chugu the hose, chugu from the long, along the long, 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 then chugu means, you know, there's like monks, then we have, there's like three ropes. One that goes down, one that goes up, then one that goes like, you know, like this three. Then begging bowl. So name the lady se tung so then you know like all this you know, food and the has got beverage, not alcohol, just chulak on a chubil le is a luj laser. chakzana chabu hamze, chue tunde kendur duwa ham, chue jishir lamda shubha songa zhe. So, this is kind of... So then, chukila, I think, is sometimes as you did before, so there's no the number of things. Because otherwise, this looks like this, we are just talking about something in the middle of nowhere, you know. So why is it important to talk about, you know, going to center, coming, going to temple, things like that. So there's some link. Okay, there's link. So that's why I'm talking about food, you know, all these things, okay. Oh, yeah.
Mostly intended for Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The foundation on which to act and going to the temple. Is this just for Sangha?
Mainly. Then, so Tula cannot be legally. So now the activity that is related to the temple. So, Chakzana, Chakwam, Chetim, the Kendu, Doam, Chichi, Lamdu, Shubi, Sumataja. Chaksa, you know, so the place that you just walk around, oh, so then you just walk around. Chaksa, oh. It kind of sounds kind of funny, but there's, but it says, you know, so what it goes, there's a path, the walking path, so you walk on the path, so there's a Chaksa, 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 so then going for, you know, Dharma teachings, exactly here, you are coming here, so from the, most of you just coming right after walk, you know, so like that, yes. Chakza, Chue Timba, Kenlob, Lama, the Tenda, Vandamji, Duna, Devada, Tilasu, the Tenda, Timoto, Chintuba, Oche. So then sitting in front of the, you know, Lama who's giving you teachings, like that. So now activity with related to the speech. Lumma nunbe surak chungniji, lum nunji, kunchuba chebata. No, lumma nunbe surak chungni, that's called like the stress set of teaching, so I'm not sure how to translate. Lumma nunbe surak chungniji, lum nunji, receiving oral transmissions and try to understand them. Kanda, then, you know, reading them on a daily basis and explaining to other people and encouraging other people to, you know, to study. So, talking about their teachings, these are like related to the mind. So, actually, I think this is like how to, you are talking, here we are talking about how to protect our mind from this six objects, attractive object, unattractive energy, both, you know, contribute. Attractive objects also contribute to negative mind. Unattractive, of course, also object contribute to negative mind. Then how to protect that? So then thinking, you know, mentally thinking something good, there's no space for thinking something negative. So there's no space. You know, if you are meditating, so there's no space. You know, if you are watching your breath, then there's no space, you know, the mind to think something negative. That's what it means. So doing mentally, verbally, physically, you know. So these are all like trying to protect our senses from negativities. Okay, that's why this talking about. Tangang kanje ta yiji leje namji tyun bhawa la nyawa ta namji tyun bhawa la nyawa ta. This is also related to the karma abiding meditations. If you are, you know, karma abiding is the one of the best concentrations, mind you can never achieve. When you're working on concentrations, they are saying should not eat too much food. No, food has to be limited. When it comes down to food, has to be very, has a limited amount. When it comes down to sleep, limited amount. So that's why I'm not just really explain about sleep. I'm not sure here people are talking about at least 8 hours of sleep. That's minimum. Or maximum 8 hours sleep. So, so I'm not sure. So, so in the Namji Tune Power in Yawada, you must on the Chida Tube, Tune of Sabata, Tune Namji Tune Power in Yawada. So then, you know, waking up early morning, going to bed early, you know, then waking up early morning. So then, thinking about whatever you heard, whatever you read, thinking about them, that's one way to occupy your mind. Indirectly, it's like protecting your mind from, you know, making story about what you see. So, but, you know, if your mind is engaged in something else, then, you know, even though you see things, you don't make story, you don't have opinions. No, just, you know, as like that. That's the way to protect, okay? Nyāvātā, āmbāsūnta chidātubi tūyō sēmbātā, sīm gui tīngi tūnta chēmbātā, lātūna tūnta mīmāvātā. This is all related to the calm-abiding meditation, calm-abiding meditation. So, tīni, ālē, mīnā 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 mīnā, tsāvē tūsū ngāvē tsē, tūyō māyīmbā, nīji nyōmbā tūyō bāng sēgāchī bāsū, tsāvē tūsū. The when the weather get warm, and our kind of body get kind of sluggish, mind is getting kind of like, so then like, there's more risk to fall asleep. Now, if the weather's cold, it's kind of like, you know, physically, it's kind of fresh. When the weather gets kind of warm, then you know, especially when there's huge congregation, then you see, you know, some people, it's going like that. Even the, yeah. Even the very important meetings, so important politicians, some do know their slaves, so that's why they contribute the services. Nyimo da tsemo, tsawe tsu, ngawe tsu, tuyu mayima, niji nyimo deba sawa chaba hoche. So, long time ago, when I'm living in Dixie Tell, somebody gave me a car, somebody that's now Gordon, now he's in Mongolia, one of the FMD Center Director. His mom passed away, then he gave me a car. So, anyway, so eventually the car went back to him. I've went to the written test many times, fail, you know, so then kind of discouraged, you know, then. Yeah. So then finally I passed. And I live with learning permit 4 years in a row. So I'm the only person who lives with a learning permit 4 years. Every year I renew because I don't want to take test again. So there are the people I wanted to say, why are you this is 30 years, you're renewing? Yes, I'm renewing. I just renewed 4 years in a row. So anyway, so then what I do, like, it's kind of funny because somebody knows that there are no, summertime it gets really hot, kind of, you know, feel very sluggish. What I do, I just go in the car, jump there, I don't know how to drive, and it kind of wakes me up. It completely wakes me up because, you know, like, so they have to pay attention, you know, so there's, you know, there's a deck, so make sure you don't hit the deck, you know, so then I just drive like couple of feet there, that's all I do, and just go there. That's it, because they can't drive, can't go there far, because you don't have license to go. So then, after that, I go back home. So, like that, you know, so, sometimes it's not easy, you know, sometimes, like, when you kind of, you know, like, mind doesn't get, you know, like, unfortunately, sometimes reading a Dharma book, mind doesn't get excited, you know. So this mind will be alert. If I jump in the car, there's more alert. Anyway, so then, So, going to bed early, you know, then waking up early morning, all this like. Nyawa shesumbe je tsemi leda, iji le kona tenzo se, nyawa. So the sleep is mind. Believe or not, sleep is mind. No, sleep is mind. It's like, out of this 54 mental factors, the sleep is one of them. Sleep. So the sleep is can be positive, can be negative. If you go with bed, if you go to sleep with, you know, some kind of good thought, positive thought, more like all the night, sleep become positive. If you go with an angry mind, you know, so I'm not sure how well you can sleep. So then it's very important. So then you try to go with, you know, with go to bed with positive mind, you know, thinking about something good, you know, think of something good. So then whole sleep, you know, sleep is what you call this. Do anybody remember that four, I say, regret, sleep, torture, then it's not like a conceptual thought, then there's like a, like kind of introspection. There's four of them. It's like changeable. It's change. It could become positive or could become negative, the based on intention. Okay, it's not one way. It's not always bad. They're neutral. Okay. Now, as Jesus made the same way that he did, when he entered the church, you vote the last session to Chevani. So all together, there's 10 of them related to some related to the verbal, some related to the physical. Some little mind, the 10 of them. Jewa tela sheshin to jewa is a jewa am jewa leshik tsomba chena tambo kona le te temba nyawashi paya ba chwe las. Teni ji simbe. So actually this is like being mindful, you know, being as a cautious of everything, you know, being cautious about when you hear something, when you're being cautious about the word, being cautious about, you know, what you see, being cautious about what you think, being cautious. So all these 10 different things will help you to not to, you know, to distract your mind.
Tini ji simbe namba kange taba chawa dang tsuchida taba chawe namba ti tsuchida taba chini sheba sheba also. Before you engage, you already have this, you know, intent, you already set up the intentions, that's what I'm going to do. You know. So then, more likely you'll stick with that, you know, the intentions. Okay, this intention. As I said last Sunday, no, nobody has intention to be suffering. We have, you know, good intentions. We want to be happy. We want to have good family. We want to have, you know, good relationships. So we have good intentions. There's nothing wrong. That's wonderful to have. And we have good goals, you know. But something is going wrong between the goal and the intention. Something's not going. The intention is not corresponding very well with process. The goal is same, not corresponding with the process very well. There's something is going wrong, not at the beginning, not at the goal, but between. So therefore, you know, the protracting senses. For instance, what is it? For example, you know, going somewhere, you know, somewhere, the intentions, you know, to have fun. For example, going to Jordan Lake, you know, in the summer times, to swim there, have intentions. And when you get there, it's full. You can get in, but you drop like almost an hour there to get there. So there's no wrong. So then that before you reach the goal, somebody say, oh, close, there's too many people, you cannot get in. So then after that, you know, there's something goes wrong. That's what it means. Intention, the goal, you know, so before you reach the goal, so then everything in your mind gets kind of negative. Then, you know, like that. So then probably, then start to fight. Well, I told you to better go earlier. So now see. So then other person will say, So otherwise, I will not say I'm sorry because I don't know the schedule. So then it goes back and forth. But not getting opportunity to swim in the lake, not just that, from that there's a lot of argument, you know, everybody's opinion to say something. So, and intentions, good intentions, but you know, goal, there's some, so things like that, you know, so there's between process, there's something goes wrong. You know, so we don't say, oh, it's close. Let's go back, go somewhere else, you know. So we don't do that. We just say, okay, see, I already told you
2 days ago. So we better go early morning. You say, oh, we're going 11, so there'll be no people now, see? So that person can do nothing, you know, so you can't chase those people. So then it gets argument, you know, so then this is like how the mind gets disturbed. So, So this is all about conscientious. Conscientious being cautious. As I said, no, we are like samurai. Samurai? What do you call samurai? Samurai. Not just to destroy enemy, but also same time that you are thinking about how to protect yourself. That's exactly, so like, then when you get into argument, that's like getting into battlefield. So then if you get involved quite deeply, that means that you lose your sword on the ground, So you don't know. That's like losing the antidote. So in the battlefield, the sword get out of their hand, middle of battle, they will pick it up right away because they are worried that there's protections. So then Dharma should be like that, like sword, So then when we engage that, immediately if you pick it up, so then more likely there will be probably short argument rather than long argument, then probably doesn't go beyond the spot. It goes happen here, just disappear there and doesn't go beyond something like that. So that's what I'm saying, it's quite important. Something is not going well in the process, no? Every occasion is like that. Everything. Day to day life. Minute we wake up, everything that we do, making water bowl offering. I'm sitting on altar and kind of excited, happy, and then sitting on altar, all of a sudden the balls drops. Sometimes it drops with the water, so there's more, So then immediately how we react. So it's not happy, that's not happy. So that's just drop balls, So if that's made out of silver, so I have the balls that are made out of silver, So silver is kind of delicate. When you drop, it's just kind of, you can fix. But how well you are willing to let it go, or like then just stuck with that. And anyway, so what happens, I noticed the one ball is kind of, how is it called, dented. I asked Gisama, did you drop the So I didn't drop the, that's not me. I asked Gisama, did you drop the water ball? And she didn't say anything, he's kind of quiet. So then he's kind of afraid to tell me, so he drops anyway. So like that, then sometimes, so this kind of like, you stuck there, so sometimes you pick one ball, and all of a sudden, hold. Anyway, so this kind of mistake that happened, when you were cooking, making teas, all of a sudden, the very purpose of making water bowl offerings to, to have calm mind, peaceful mind, being positive. The minute you drop there, and you say, that happens, that happens, just pick it up, no more story, just pick it up, clean it up, just be quiet. Don't say anything, just be quiet, just set it up. So then we don't do that, you say, why? Then when you see altered water, or almost altered, then, so like, that's how mind get disturbed, Mind get disturbed. There's things like that, you know, sometimes, you know, there's the nice weather, you go out, you know, so I'm going to enjoy weather, I'm going to look at the bird, you know, they read my books, Dhamma book, they bring tea, cup of tea, to put it there, you know, they read it. All of a sudden, they, you don't, without being conscious, all of a sudden you hit the tea, kind of hot in this pot here, some. Where is Dharma? There's no Dharma. What are you reading? You are reading Dharma book. Remember, there's no Dharma. So there's all over the place, and all the tables. No, the table is kind of good quality table. So now you worry. You know, so then all kind of. I'm saying day to day life, every day. You know, so every day activities. You know, the consciousness. No, the consciousness. So that's the word, another word, alternative word, being cautious, not mindful, no, being mindful, no, mindful, you know, so say being flexible, not caught up, not tied up, so being flexible. Oh, well, this happened, you know. Milarepa doesn't have any much things to lose. He has one clear pot. That's where he makes his, how to say, food, you know, leaves, all kind of things. Then that's where he boils his water. One day, you know, kind of raining, he's going this pot. That's the only pot that he has. And he's going with that. All of a sudden, he slips. And just, you know, he kind of lose control over the pot. And the pot just hits on the own piece of stone. Milarepa would say, oh, pot is now here, now it's not there. That's all he said. That's all he said. Didn't say anything else. He said, pot is right now, pot is in my hand, now it's disappeared. That is impermanent. That's what he said. So we have so much to say. We say more than that. We say, don't we?
Yeah.
So that's the problem, you know. Yeah. You know, so then, you know, like thinking about, you know, getting angry with the rain, you know, then thinking, or the wise, like then all goes on and on and on. And that's how we don't have happiness, mental happiness. That's why Milarepa said, "Za tata yujan tata me, za the pot, the clay pot. Is it right? It is here now. It's gone. So that's impermanent." Milarepa is learning lessons. We are not learning lessons. Not just that. No, we. It gets much more than that. So that's out of order, you know, being mindful, you know, so just as you being flexible, not tied up yourself into certain things, you know, and that's why, so that's what they call easy going, according to Lama Ishi. So easy going, this is going, you know, so, you know, what's, you know, finished, you know, so that's like that. So, and, So not learning lessons, because why we don't learn lessons? Because we create so much, we created so many things with around that event. We don't learn lessons. That's how we don't learn. Pious. So that's what called the mindfulness or consciousness. Okay, pious. So, tenyiji, chambada, chambada. Juham chubi leshik sombachana juham chubili. If you are about to do something, anything, about to cook, about to make tea, coffee, you know, so like mowing your yard, cleaning your car, cleaning your house, you know, anything, you know. Juham chubi leshik sombachana tambokona. In the very beginning, in the very beginning, it's very important to be mindful. You don't know, how that will go. You don't know, So being mindful, that vacuum cleaner could break in the moment, that anything could happen. So being mindful, So, if you do that, so then, it's good. Tini ji simbi, number kange tabo chawa, suchi da tabo chawe, number ti
Sutita Tobachi Shepa Shepa also knows that in Milarepa case, he's thinking about death, natural death, impermanent. So, Tini, Tanamoshije, Tambuji, Luji, Lela, Sobe, Shichubu, Kangla, Namba Kangichira, Tabachi, Shitela, Namba Sedati, Tobachi, the Penachi, Dovata, Debe Lela, Dovata, Dobe Lela, Dovata, Uri Kunju, Duane, Suma, the Shene, Tite, Teta, Tite, Tata, Didan, Dice, Doshi, Toboso. So, with mindfulness, okay. Now I'm going to walk. After 1 second, oh no, I'm not going to walk. So first is I'm going to walk. So now after one second, I'm not going to walk. I'm going to clean. Oh, I'm not going to clean. Oh, I'm going to cook. I'm not going to cook. Then like changing, then not being mindful. So in the very beginning, draw out the way, kunju, duan, some of the shade, teach it, tata, didn't teach it, she top of the was. And here you are saying, I say, fasting, fast. So there's so much we can do, there's so much that we can do. Sometimes picking up things, we pick more than we can handle, many pieces. So you can pick one by one, but that takes long time. This takes little time. Not long time, but takes little time going back and forth. So you decide, okay, I'm going to probably better to make, I'm not sure, to be smart, to pick it, to do it in one trip, rather than the trip could be between your altar room and the kitchens, not that long, but somehow the mind, so I think it's very important, even that not distance, not that far, just a couple of steps. So then you decide to pick up, and all of a sudden you drop something, then breaks, so then okay, why, like then, you should be more smart. At the beginning you are thinking, the smart way to do is to bring all in one time. So then later on you say, that's not really smart way to do. So probably you do it one by one. So then everything's finished. The story didn't finish. Story goes on and on, so that's no good. So that's why, because the point here is not everything, to try to do with mindfulness. Mindfulness. Make sure that, you don't put the laptop on the car, then drop a couple of miles, then wondering about where is the laptop, something like that, then putting something on the car, it happens, then talking on the phone, then telling people, wait a second, I'm looking for my phone. But actually, only you're on the phone, that's kind of scary, so like, not knowing on the phone, and telling people they're looking for phone, that's kind of scary, that's like how the mind get distracted, like thinking all the time, So then you was at the chokando. Oh yeah. Officially finished one page. So that's why the lumbering reading retreat is very beneficial. So at least you read whole Lamrim. So this will next Wednesday. I promise I'll probably read more page. Okay, next Wednesday. So now today's point is doing things with mindfulness. Mindfulness. And thank you for all your showing interest to this Lamrim class. I think this is a wonderful class, okay? Mm.
even though you get benefit, you know, here, there are a few words, here, a few words, there, so, I mean, that's no good. So my goal is not to have imprint in your mind stream. That's, you may not see that's very important, but I do see that's very important, you know, to have imprint in your mind. So I'm very, very happy that happy, not just happy, you know, just proudly I can say number of people that have complete form of Lamrim imprint in their mind in our center. So I know, think that's quite a achievement. Quite an achievement, you know? So yeah, that's all. Thank you. Yeah, have a wonderful night.